Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 13, When the Fog Rolls In, Part 2.
We have to go.
Back to the room?
We can't stay outside.
What was that noise?
Forget the noise.
Forget the noise? It sounded like an animal.
An animal dying, maybe. But what happened to the ship?
I told you, we probably ran aground.
If you say that one more time, I swear to God.
With the fog, it's probably hard to see.
We're lucky the whole ship didn't capsize. It happens.
I turned around to see the man and two girls behind us. The girls were named Cora and Sky. We didn't get the man's name. We all walked back inside after the ship had tipped. Everyone was nervous and scared.
See, Michelle.
It just happened earlier this year in Italy. The captain pulled too close to some rocks because he was trying to wave to a friend or something.
What an idiot.
I think it was the fog.
He just said it was a friend.
No, I'm talking about now. The fog could make it hard to see.
Shouldn't they have radar or something?
We walked through the dimly lit hallway towards the main lobby area. I didn't hear the club music, or anything for that matter.
Why is it so quiet?
Yeah, I don't hear anyone.
Hold on a second.
Cora jogged ahead and turned the corner.
Cora, wait!
Why are they running?
We had entered a larger walkway. Some of the lights overhead flickered. I turned around to see the man standing in the center of the walkway, rubbing his chin.
Where is everyone? I didn't hear any alarm. Did you?
Who could hear anything with that goddamn foghorn?
I think it's odd that there's no crew or anything. The ship nearly capsized.
Well, it's late. Maybe...
What? Everyone slept through it? Shit, everyone in this damn ship should have fallen out of their beds.
And yet, nobody.
Forget this. Let's just go back to the room.
You know, I think I'm gonna go to the concierge desk. There should be someone there. I need to see if I can figure out what's happening.
Whatever.
Take care.
You too.
The lack of people was eerie. I didn't know what was going on. Where would everyone go? And was the ship listing what my dad meant? It was scary, but nothing came of it.
What the hell?
As we continued down the walkway, we saw Cora and Sky. They were standing in front of Club Blue. The lights were off and no one was inside.
I don't get it. This place was packed. Am I that drunk?
I don't know. You fucked me over again, so maybe.
Really, Cora?
They must have called an emergency.
Okay, smart stuff. Where would everyone go then?
I don't know. I would think out onto the deck.
Really? Even with a ship falling over?
I mean, it would be unsafe to stay in the ship.
And yet, we came back in.
The drill.
What about it?
You get your life jacket and make your way to the deck. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I remember.
But no one is heading for the deck.
Maybe upstairs?
That's not our designated spot. And they wouldn't change it last minute.
Honestly, Roger, do you know what you're talking about?
Yes! there would be an alarm, and people would head to the deck.
Shit, he's right. There's no one around. That makes no sense. But if there was an alarm, and somehow we didn't hear that shit, then...
What?
Then, Sky, maybe they would have everyone go somewhere else.
Like?
I don't know. I don't own a cruise line.
Maybe that guy was right. Maybe we should go to the concierge. Babe?
Yeah?
You're staring off again.
Sorry, it's just... the lights.
Yeah, what's up with that?
There's still electricity.
Thank you for stating the obvious.
Shane, let's go to the help desk and see what's going on.
You really think someone will be there?
Well, it doesn't hurt to try.
Where is everyone?
Do you know which deck we're on? Where is the help desk?
We're on the main deck. The concierge is on the deck below us. But the concierge isn't guest services.
It's where that guy went.
Well, there should still be people working there, right?
Yeah, but there should be people working at Club Blue, too.
Let's go to guest services instead.
Fine. Roger. Where's guest services?
Across from the concierge.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So the deck below us.
That's what I said.
Same as the rooms, right?
A deck. Yeah.
That's probably our best bet. Come on, Sky.
Oh, so now you're talking to me?
I've been talking to you. So chill. I'm still fucking pissed, but I want to find out what the hell's going on.
You mean before you make me sleep in the hall?
Hey, let's go. I'm scared there's some kind of emergency.
There should have been an alarm.
But there wasn't, so why don't we just go back to the room?
You don't want to find out what's going on? Come on, let's just see. There's got to be a reason for this.
Fine.
We headed down the aisle towards the central staircase. Erica gripped my hand tightly.
Maybe they gathered everyone in one of the showrooms.
Like the theater?
Why?
A room like that might be safer than the deck because of the fog. And it can hold a lot of people.
I still don't see how they could get every single person into one... What was that?
It sounded like an animal.
It didn't sound like a dog.
We heard something outside, too.
But that was a different sound.
Cora, I'm scared.
What the hell is that?
Erica gave me a sincere look. My throat became dry as I started to shake nervously.
Shane, what's going on? You're shaking.
I know.
What is it? Do you see something?
No, but I know that sound.
What is it? Shane, what was that? What is that noise?
A deer. Everyone turned around to face me.
A deer?
I nodded slowly.
How the fuck would a deer get on the ship?
But the last time I heard the sound, it wasn't just a deer, but a man with a deer's head.
Fuck this, come on.
But I didn't move.
Wait, everyone.
What is it? What's wrong with him?
Let's not go that way.
We have to go downstairs. That's where you said guest services is, right?
Yeah, but...
But what?
What's wrong with Shane?
Let's go a different way.
A different way? It's right down the hall.
That guy went another way.
Yeah, I mean, there's a stairwell past the pizza place.
Back the way we came?
Yeah.
Okay, no, we're going. Come on, Sky.
Babe?
Listen, I don't really care what we do. I'm buzzed, I nearly died, and I'm in a deserted ship. Can we just decide, though?
Shane.
I didn't say anything. I just started walking forward. Michelle, Roger, and Erica walked by my side. As we continued down the hall, I noticed some of the light fixtures were dripping.
That's not good. That could cause a fire.
Tell the help desk, Smokey.
At the far end of the aisle, we saw Cora and Sky looking over the railing of the large central staircase.
Hey, guys!
Holy shit!
What is it?
But they didn't say anything. And they didn't move. We ran to them and looked over the railing. And there, at the bottom of the staircase, in the middle of the main lobby, stood three men wearing deer heads. The one to the left had a thin green parka and reminded me of the figure I saw on the highway. The one on the right was wearing a red flannel overshirt and jeans and was reminiscent of the figure I saw at Erica's parents' house. The last one, the one in the middle, was a larger figure who wore a black denim jacket and beige pants. Each was covered in what looked to be blood. The deer heads at the neckline were bloody and mashed as if they were real. Are they?
What in the actual fuck?
Oh my god.
Tell me that's a fucking joke. Tell me that's a fucking joke, Roger.
I don't know what that is.
The deer heads stared up at us.
Hey, who are you?
But they didn't answer. They didn't move.
Hey! Is this a joke?
Still, nothing.
What the hell?
Hey, it's that guy.
We saw the man who was previously with us emerge from a side hallway. He slowly approached the deer men.
What the hell is this?
The figure in front turned slowly to reveal a large handle sticking out of his waistband.
That looks like a knife.
It's a machete.
The figure pulled the machete from his waistband and cocked his head. Blood dripped from the deer head onto the lobby floor.
Seriously? What the fuck?
The figure started walking towards the man.
Hey, what is that? Hey!
He's gonna die.
Shane?
He's gonna die. This isn't a joke.
Oh shit. Run! Hey, run!
The man looked up at us, then back to the approaching figure.
Run! Get out of there! Go! Go!
Shit!
He turned and ran down the hallway. The deer head figure with the denim jacket slowly followed, unwilling to move any faster. But eventually they both disappeared from view. That's when the two other deer head figures crouched down.
What are they doing?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
On all fours, they twisted and contorted their bodies. They slowly crawled up the stairs.
Jesus Christ!
What's wrong with them?
We need to go!
Shane?
They're coming towards us!
Why are they crawling? Who does that?
Come on! Just then, the two-headed deer figures picked up the pace. We need to go now! Now! That's when we turned. And ran for our lives.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Sam Ashley. Starring Ryan Wiggs as Shane, Ariel Zadok as Erica, Alexander Dottie as Roger, Ariel Hack as Michelle, Amy LeRae as Roland, Catabelle as Ray, Reed Kreiner as Dale, Maggie Kieran as Cora, and Evelyn as Sky. Co-starring Justin Anderson, Amber Simpson, Jabrina Cooper, Brett Wilkins, Anthony Grimm, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.